Welcome to your five for the day. One day, Jesus told a story comparing the kingdom of heaven to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants by calling in all his debts. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. In those days, that was a considerable chunk of money, the equivalent of about £20 million. We're not sure exactly how he ran up this kind of debt, but it's clear that he would never be able to repay the king. So since he couldn't pay the debt, the king ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had to be sold to repay the debt. The king knew he could never recoup all his losses. He just wanted to get back whatever he could. At this point, the servant did what most of us would have done. He fell on his knees and he said, "Be patient with me and I will pay back everything," even though he could never pay it back. He's now desperate. He can't stand the thought of his family being sold because of the debt he ran up. The king was moved. The Bible says that he was filled with compassion. And he does something the man doesn't even ask for. The king not only releases him, he also forgives the debt. This is at great personal cost to the king. By assuming the debt, he allowed it to go unpaid and thus impoverished his treasury. He wiped the slate clean, erased the books and cancelled the debt. Now the man owed him nothing. This is exactly what forgiveness is all about. To forgive is to cancel the debt. When we've wronged someone and they choose to forgive us, they are in essence saying, "I cancel the debt. The slate has been wiped clean. You don't owe me anything. I release you from ever having to pay me back." Now, it's quite clear that the servant did not deserve this forgiveness. It was purely an act of grace and mercy on the part of the king. We're a lot like the man in the story that Jesus told. We stand before a holy God with our sins piled up higher than Mount Everest. Our sins are like a £20 million debt that we can never repay. And yet, out of compassion for our moral predicament and motivated by his love and grace, God sent his son Jesus to pay off our spiritual debts. We all need divine forgiveness today. We need to come face to face with God, our own sin, and then ask him for release. We need to do it if we haven't already done so. Forgiveness is our deepest need and God's highest achievement. Admitting our sins to a holy God is the way to receive his forgiveness. If we haven't done so, now is the right time. The cost of our sins is more than we can pay, but the gift of our God is more than we can imagine. Repentance is the key to being forgiven. Proverbs chapter 28 tells us, "He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy." If we can confess it, we can be forgiven of it. It doesn't matter what we've done. If we turn to God and confess our sins, he will forgive us of all unrighteousness. That includes anything we've done that we're willing to bring before him. So remember today, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.